Kia ora, and welcome to Family, Whānau and Disability, a podcast brought to you by Parent to Parent New Zealand. We are here for the many Kiwi families out there caring for a disabled child or family member. We know the journey caring for a disabled or a neurodiverse child is not an easy or a straightforward one. So this podcast is a place to explore the issues that affect us, to share stories, swap tips, and even have a laugh or two. We would love for you to join us each month, so make sure you subscribe. Please also be aware that the views shared are those of the individual and may not represent the views of parent to parent.
This podcast is brought to you by Parent to Parent and Care Matters. Please note that any opinions expressed by the speakers are of the individual speakers themselves and do not necessarily represent Parent to Parent or Care Matters as an organisation.
Welcome to Connect, Inform, Support on Free FM 89.0. Brought to you by Parent to Parent, the not-for-profit organisation supporting families and whānau of babies, children, teens and adults with any type of disability or health impairment.
In late 2015, SAMS, Standards and Monitoring Services, and Parent to Parent combined their values, vision, people, connections and strengths. The result was a groundbreaking carer learning and wellbeing resource service designed in New Zealand by carers specifically for carers in the disability community. That service is Care Matters. Hello, humans. Welcome to Connect, Inform, Support. Over the next few podcast programmes, we're going to be talking to Care Matters, the National Carer Learning and Wellbeing Resource Service provided through Parent to Parent and through the Care Matters website, all about employing a support worker. So if you're a person with a disability or you're a family or whānau of somebody with a disability, quite often you need to employ someone to care for the person with a disability. And Care Matters are there to help you with this process. And we're going to learn a bit about what they do, what supports are available, and how things might be changing over the disability transformation that's coming up over the next 12 months. This week, we're going to be talking to Tina Lincoln, who's a Care Matters facilitator. Tina is the parent of three daughters, including one who has unique needs and has a multitude of challenges. Tina dreams for her daughters and aspires for them all to have a purposeful and fulfilling life. Tina's personal experience has led to 19 years' experience in the disability sector. She has worked for SAMS for 11 years, developing and delivering Care Matters workshops, sharing valuable information with the purpose of enhancing the lives of families and whānau, whilst extending their thinking as to the possibilities for their child or adult. Through lived experience, Tina continues to learn from her daughter and shares how families can reflect and learn from their own journey to create their own dream and turn it into a reality. The success of Tina and her family has been acknowledged through her work on the Enabling Good Lives team and as a co-facilitator for the Mid-Central Regional Leadership Group. She took up the invitation to be a parent member of the first phase co-design group for the system transformation of disability support because, as she states, "I am driven and passionate that all people should be treated equally and respectfully in everyday life experiences, including the wider community." Welcome, Tina. Thanks for speaking to us.
Yeah, thank you.
So can you tell us a bit about what your role at Care Matters is and what it all involves?
Sure. Kia ora, everyone. My role at Care Matters is that I'm a facilitator for Care Matters workshops, which are associated with SAMS. And so an overview of Care Matters is that SAMS and parent-to-parent work in partnership. So on the SAMS side of that. So what I do is basically promote courses, network with families right throughout the country and have a chat to families about what content they want. Mm-hmm. And we tailor-make workshops for people where we have at least 9 people wanting to attend.
So what sort of courses do you offer then?
So as I say, it is tailor-made, but what we do is pull on some existing resources that other families have asked for. So those things can be like negotiating what you want, how to deal with professionals, could be how to manage stress. They might want information around education. Mm. The hot topic at the moment is system transformation.
Yeah.
It's just whatever families are wanting to know about. So if we don't personally have the knowledge, we will bring in a guest speaker to cover something.
Yeah. So these few podcasts, we're going to be talking specifically about finding and employing support workers. So what sort of things do people need to be aware of when they're looking to find and employ a support worker?
I think the first thing to think about is the values actually of the person that you're looking at employing. So I can pull from conversations and personal experience for us. So for us, we have used teacher aids. That's sort of a win-win for us because school holidays, they're looking for work and we're looking for a bit of a break ourselves at that point. So that's worked quite well. And the values of the people, you know. So we're hearing from some families that some families just can bring in a potential person to work with their person and they basically go into another room and observe what's happening, whether the person's engaging with the person they're supporting, whether they've got some nice values, all that sort of stuff. Actually heard of some parents that have gone to Special Olympics to just sit back and watch how people support other people and have actually gone and approached people.
That's cool.
And then some families have organised their own, I know of some Facebook pages where families have connected, maybe, you know, sharing carers, something like that. And then, yeah, so there's lots of different options.
Where would they start when they were looking to choose someone for the best person for the job? What would you recommend?
Right at the beginning?
Yeah, right at the beginning. If they've never done it before, so they're just first coming into it, they go, oh, God, where do I start?
Yeah, where do I start? So I have recently learned of MyCare, which is a MyCare matching service, and people can connect on there on the internet.
Fantastic.
And so you can advertise a job up there of what you're looking for, and you can also check people in your region who are looking for work. So that's one platform.
Excellent.
That I think a lot of, if you're connecting with family networks, so it could be a parent-to-parent coffee group, just wherever you can find sort of some family networks, often families will share information or share a great carer.
Yeah.
Or it depends how good they are. Some people don't want to share.
Well, word of mouth is a good way to find out how good or bad someone is.
Yeah, but word of mouth I've found has been really good.
Okay, well, that makes sense. So what supports are currently in place for people looking to employ staff? I know you mentioned there's going to be there's system transformation is coming, but while we wait for that, what can people do now?
Okay, so I guess what people could do now is sort of network with other families and have a chat about what are the gaps. And so if there's some gaps, you know, getting connected with either parent-to-parent SAMs, Imagine Better, and try and get an indication on a way forward to be able to find a collective view from the whole group as to how to make that work.
What can they do if something goes wrong? How do they deal with that?
So it really depends how the setup is. In the existing system, you have the option of connecting with a host provider. And so a host provider is like they can support you through employing people. They can connect you with an employment agency, which can give you advice on if things do go wrong, how to manage that. But as I say, it depends how your setup is. So if you're under individualised funding, you are the employer. And so you do have to do all the legal things. So for our daughter, we have to have our house fully equipped with health and safety issues. What a family might do with a person cannot do if it's an employer. So things to think about in regards to that.
Yeah, I think that's something that can be quite daunting for people looking to become employers for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so they can look for a host provider, you said, who can give them some guidance about how to become an employer, essentially.
Yeah, they can. They can coach and guide and connect up where things are connected up.
Okay.
Again, you can't just connect up with a host provider unless the needs assessment have indicated that you're eligible for that.
Okay. So they'd need to go through NASC first to make sure they were eligible, and then through that they could then find a host provider.
Yes. Right, hopefully the NASC would connect them to the host provider.
Okay, and with the disability transformation coming in, how is this system likely to change? Because it sounds a bit like there's lots of different options and people could be a bit confused about what they ought to be doing.
Oh, for sure, for sure. So the system transformation I'm really excited about because it gives you many options and it's about options that you want. It's not about this is what you can choose and this is what you can have. It's really about what you want. So there's this continuum as a guide. So basically you can contract someone to do it all for you and you pay them to do it.
Yeah.
And then right up at the other end is you do it all and you get paid to do it. So in the middle, there are lots of different ways. So for us personally, we're looking at our daughter to go flatting, mm-hmm. and we are wanting to connect with someone who possibly may, we could contract all the staff to provide the support,
mm-hmm.
but we also want to do the staff training, the selection of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
We want someone else to coordinate it all. So if a staff member's not going to turn up, then someone else is going to do that for us. So,
yeah.
You know, it's there's many, many, many options. So it's about getting an idea of what we want and then presenting it. And I guess the things to be mindful there is that it's in alignment with the Enabling Good Lives principles.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so long as you're not too far away from that, most people, I mean, the principles themselves were set up from involvement of disabled people and families right at the beginning as well.
Exactly. Yeah.
So there's a lot of buy-in there anyway. I haven't met one family that says, oh, that's a lot, that's not very good. everyone's pretty engaged with it.
Excellent. Yeah. So the transformation is planning to be more so people, if they don't know what they're doing and they really, really are lost, they can get one person to go and doodle for them and then just say, okay, well, here's all my funding, help me. Or they can say, okay, now I know a little bit about what I want. I know some people, and they can do that themselves. Or they can say, no, I know exactly what I'm doing. Off I go and have the money to do it. So
there's a couple options there. So one of the key things with the new system is that there will be a connector or tūhono. So tūhono is Māori for connector. And if you choose to have one, you don't have to have one. If you choose to have one, they can work all that out for you if that's
Excellent.
What you want.
Mm.
So they can connect you with all the places.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a provider either. It can be anyone in the community. So, for example, in the existing system, as I say, you have to have a host provider to help manage the funds. In the new system, you'll have the option of connecting how and whom you like. So, as I say, you can do it all yourself, or you might have an accountant up the road that's wanting to do some books. Or you might have a family member who's wanting to do a whole collective of lots of families' books.
So there's
many options, and it's about options in the mainstream of community as well as what's existing.
Yeah. So looking at what sort of things people will be wanting to connect with, is it feasible that with the system transformation, people could connect into things that aren't necessarily specifically for people with disabilities, so swimming pools
Absolutely.
And things like that? So how do we engage that mainstream world to say, hey, look, there's a whole raft of people coming up who are going to want your services. What are you doing to make yourselves accessible? How can we do that?
So there's a whole heap of things happening. So one is there's a regional leadership group in Mid-Central who have leaders in from family perspective, disabled people, providers, manawa whenua and Pacifica who are sitting around that table at the moment. So a lot of information is being shared and, you know, and it's being spread across. It's going to take a lot of time for our communities to change.
Mm.
However, there is a lot of help in the new system. So one being the tūhono. There's also going to be a resource for people to connect with to think about, to start thinking about what they want and to build capacity and capability of that sort of thinking, because it's a big change for many of us who have been told what we can and can't have. And to actually go, okay, so we know all this, all the things that we've been battling with, but, you know, to actually come in and go, so what do you want? it's quite daunting for a lot of us. We haven't actually figured that out yet. So there's that possibility there for people
Excellent.
To tap into too.
I
did want to just go back to the Care Matters workshop.
So we also
run these little kitchen table workshops. So kitchen table is a little bit more intimate. So you can connect with, so this is the Care Matters with Sam. So you can ring our national office and if you've got a group of families that are wanting to maybe look at things. So an example is I connected with a group who we just identified where the gaps in the community, what mm-hmm. do you want to tap into. And they wanted to promote the local pool and get all the proper changing areas in there
yeah.
and also accessible pool for everybody in the community.
Yeah.
And so as a result, they managed to source some funding in partnership with the local council. And they now have two kitted out family whānau rooms.
Fantastic.
Which are fully kitted with hoists, high-low beds. They also have pool points right around the pool. So, yeah, so that sort of came out of that. So
those
meetings are only like 2 or 3 hours long and maybe a series of 2 or 3.
Cool.
Yeah.
So families who are looking for, like you said, to get accessibility, and I know that Hamilton Gardens has finally got a properly accessible toilet for the first time.
Yes.
And the first one in New Zealand at last.
Yep. Yep.
So people who are looking to maybe push providers to provide more accessibility can get together and have this kitchen table workshop to do something like that.
Yeah, it's not just around accessibility, it's just whatever the community's wanting.
Right. Cool.
Yep.
So anything at all. It's pretty it's pretty mind blowing because it's it's just like you said, it's now we go to people and go, well, what do you want? And everyone goes, everything, please.
Yeah.
So where do you start with all that? Because I was talking to Mike Pullman, and he's been part of the Enabling Good Lives program, and he was saying that it needs to be much more about the whole life model rather than just basic care, which is everybody's right.
Yeah.
It needs to be more about enhancing your life and doing more with your life. Yeah.
Absolute holistic view.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm,
yep. So from a business perspective, it's worth encouraging businesses to look at what they can provide to the disability community and to market accordingly and to connect with these people, to the connectors and the Te Hono, to say, hey, look, we've got this service that's accessible for you guys. We want to be involved. You know, we can push it. Is that something that would work, do you think?
Yeah, I think the first priority there is engaging with the people that you're wanting your service to go to.
Yeah.
So it's actually going back to the people and asking them what they want.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. So there's no point developing a great big multi-million dollar service when you haven't engaged with the people what they want, because it could be quite different to what has been in the past as well.
Yeah, fair enough. So businesses looking, I mean, I'm talking quite from a commercial perspective, businesses looking to tap into this potential revenue fund. I mean, it sounds terribly cold-hearted, but that's how we get people in, is through their purse strings.
So from my perspective, I don't have a business hat, but my understanding is in the system transformation, you know, I think the best way to engage is to engage with the people themselves first.
Yeah, exactly. So always make sure that the people who are accessing the service are the people with the voice that's being heard.
Yep.
So we talk to them. That's the whole point, really, is to make sure that people are going to them first.
Yep. If you want to connect up, just connect up either through Parent to Parent or Sam's National Office.
Yep.
Cool.
Well, we will put links to all of these things on the show notes as well, so people can go straight to your website and have a look.
So
that'll all be there. And thank you very much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Louise.
You take care. Goodbye.
Bye.
Up and battered around, been sent up and I've been shot down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputation's changeable, situation's terrible, but baby, you're adorable. airports, terrorized, sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been uptight and made a mess, but I'll clean it up myself, I guess. Oh, the sweet smell of success.
That was Tina Lincoln from Care Matters and Sam. So it all sounds fantastically exciting and quite a huge change from what we currently see with the disability sector about how people access care and support. And it seems to me that people are finally starting to realise that families and people with disabilities are absolutely deserving of full and complete lives and access to the same kind of support and fun stuff in life that anybody with or without a disability ought to have access to. So pools and clubs, social events, and it's kind of baffling as to why this wasn't available before. I'm new to the disability sector, so it's quite a mind-blowing thing that some of these things were not accessible for whatever reason, either because they were physically inaccessible to people with disabilities, or they just weren't marketed for. They weren't aware that those things could be for them. And all the people providing the service or the entertainment did not account for a potentially disabled audience member, as it were. So I'm really pleased to see that we're heading in the right direction, that people are starting to go, oh, look, there's people out there who want to come to the swimming pool or want to go to the movies and still be able to engage. And I realise now how much privilege I have that I can just go out and access all these things without even having to think about it. I'm glad that hopefully this is the way things will go for the disability community, that everything that I can access will be available to them, and people won't have to think twice about it. They'll be like, oh yeah, I'm a wheelchair user, can I still come to your place? Yeah, we've got ramps, we've got blah blah blah, no problem, you're fully accessible, you know. Or I'm coming to the movies, does your screen have hearing aid loop, do you have subtitles? Or even you wouldn't even have to ask, because every film would be captioned, or there'd be one screen that was dedicated to caption films only, or something. It's just, my brain is hurting now, because part of me is like, why is this having to be a thing? And the other part of me is like, hooray, it's finally being a thing. So it's quite cool. It's quite cool that we're heading in the right direction, and long may it continue. And I'm really, really proud to be part of it. So as I said to Tina, all the links, all the places that she mentioned, Care Matters and Sam's and My Care, will be on the show notes. There are some very useful practical tips on the Care Matters website about employing a support worker. So how you go about choosing a support worker, and what they give some good idea of questions and interview techniques, and what you should be looking out for. And one of the things that they say on the website that I noticed, which was really interesting, was that they say, trust your instincts, trust your gut. So if you do interview somebody for a care support role and something about you feels that things are not right, they recommend to trust that instinct, because this support person is to be here to care for you or for your loved ones, and you've got to feel that you can trust them. And I think that's a really important point that kind of gets overlooked in the in the business aspect of it all, and the transactional and the formal aspect of employing someone and doing an interview and getting references and blah, blah, blah. If you listen to that instinct, how you feel around that person, this person needs to become part of your family. So trusting how you feel about them is quite important. And I'm glad to see that was on the Care Matters website. Oh, and MyCare, we will be talking to someone from MyCare about exactly what MyCare do and how you can access their help and their support as well. So that will be a whole other programme to discuss what's out there for everybody. And so that we'll be talking to MyCare as well about what they do. Feel free to have a look at that on our website. We've got all sorts of other stuff through the website if you want to have a look. We you can connect through our information service. So if you need any more information about choosing care workers and stuff, you can either look at the Care Matters website or you can come to Parent to Parent and contact us through the information service, and we can put together an information pack and we can email that to you, or we can post it if you want hard copy, that's fine. So feel free to come and have a look at our website, and keep trucking on, people.
I hope the day will be a lighter highway.
Connect, inform, support. Join us next week on Free FM 89.0 for support and information from Parent to Parent. The program can be downloaded as a podcast, and of course you can get more information on our website, parenttoparent.org.nz.
This has been Family, Whānau and Disability from Parent to Parent. I have been your host, Johanna. We hope that you enjoyed the podcast and that you'll join us again soon.